What we usually do and will continue to do on this Monday, the 14th on Janvier, is wrap up the first hour of the program with something we call, I was going to say the lightning round. It's the Richter scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Uncle, whatever the hell it is, Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick. It's Dr. Nick. Please, please. Welcome to the Richter Scale, the biggest stories and news from the weekend of the world of sports. And Steve ranks how big of an impact it had. It's officially official. Kyler Murray has declared for the NFL draft. It was the news that was seeping through the cracks around an NFL playoff weekend had to do with the $15 million Murray was asking for the A's so that he would choose baseball over the NFL. The MLB was willing to allow the A's to give their draft pick MLB veteran money. They probably would have also named him commissioner, elected into the Hall of Fame, and whatever else Murray wanted so that he would end up choosing baseball over football. Now, this declaration to the NFL by no means locks Murray into the NFL for the future, but clearly he's going to use this draft journey to try and get as much money out of the A's or whatever NFL team drafts him, whatever that money ends up being. How surprising is it that Murray declared for the MLB draft, NFL draft?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
Zero. That was a brilliant negotiating tool.
Good for him. Go get money. NFL wildcard weekend was wild. There was close games. They had road team winnings. You had comebacks. You had double doinks. It had it all. Divisional weekend was supposed to be the best weekend of football. The four best teams that earned byes are back playing. The four teams that won their way in are still playing as well. And instead, we got three blowouts, two half-effort comebacks, and one game that shouldn't have been that close. Had a kicker made a late kick. This time, it was Will Lutz who fell victim to the bad kicker juju that is striking the NFL. How entertaining was divisional weekend in the NFL?
It wasn't as entertaining as Wild Card Weekend, but it was fun. Plus, it gets us down to a final score. So on a scale of 1 to 10, since I was heavily invested, I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah, it's still too high. I ended up reading a book during the second half of Chargers Patriots because I got bored. Some entertainment. I needed it. The only good game of the weekend was Saints-Eagles. It was very nearly a blowout in the favor of the Eagles before they declined a holding penalty on third down. The Saints faked a punt on fourth down and converted, and after that, the Eagles' chances of winning slowly dropped the rest of the game. The punt came from the Saints' own 30 after Doug Peterson declined a holding penalty that 32 out of 32 coaches declined to not allow the Saints a second chance of converting on third down because 32 out of 32 coaches don't run a fake from their own 30. How risky of a decision was it to have a fake punt there by Sean Payton?
Actually, I think it was risky to just allow things to continue as they were because we might have been looking at 21-0. So if I combine it all with the wisdom, and you can't give credit for the success because that you can't take that for granted. So I would say it was about a 4 risk.
Really? I would have thought much higher. From your own 30, if that goes wrong, you're in a 21-point
hole. I know, but the game's like not that far from getting away. So right. I liked it. I liked it at the moment it happened.
The Ducks got a big Pac-12 win this weekend against the SoCal schools. The men regrouped after their gut punch loss to UCLA and dominated USC to get their first win in the Pac-12. Lewis King and Paul White both scored 19. The Ducks shot 54% from three with 7 different Ducks hitting at least one on Sunday. Not to be forgotten, of course, the women's team who swept their SoCal trip, outscoring USC and UCLA 165-105, and it doesn't even feel that close. How important was it for the men to finally get a win in the Pac-12?
Oh, it was critical. They lose that game with USC shorthanded. I know Oregon was shorthanded. This could have been one of those seasons that just got away. I'm going to give that an 8.5.
In the NBA, the biggest upset of the year happened. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Los Angeles Lakers. Cleveland getting their 9th win of the year, and I'm not sure we'll ever know how, except that we know how, because the Lakers didn't have LeBron playing. Since Christmas, when James got hurt, the Lakers are 3-7 and now have losses to the Knicks and the Cavs, falling from 4th to 8th place in the West. How worried should the Lakers be?
Well, as long as they don't have LeBron, they should be a 10 worried. But he is coming back, although, you know, 6-7 games here could be the difference between them hosting or on the road and what could be a key game 7 in the first round. So, and he's not back till he's back, so I'll give it a 7.